Robot or not, is it a robot or not, is it a robot or is it not, is it a robot or not, is it a robot or not, is it a robot or is it not, is it a robot or 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 not?
John Lister, Chris would like to know, what is cooking? What would you call cooking? And Chris's suggestions are, is reheating pizza cooking? Is cooking a frozen pizza cooking? I think Chris is hungry. I think Chris wants pizza. Is boiling water cooking? Is making tea cooking? What does it have to be in order for it to be cooking?
This is another one where the language helps us a little bit. For you to be cooking, you have to start with something that is uncooked.
Mm-hmm.
So reheating, not cooking, because it's already cooked, right? You're just reheating it, right? Pizza, say you get a frozen pizza, right? Is the frozen pizza cooked? No, you can look at it and see it's like raw dough, you know, unmelted cheese. It's frozen, but even if it was room temperature, it's not yet cooked. So yes, putting a frozen pizza into the oven and watching it cook is indeed cooking.
Now, wait a second. Hold on. Before we get to that, I have to ask you, isn't that baking?
Baking is a subset of cooking, I would say. Like, I understand the distinction where people say, well, like, I bake, you know, as opposed to I cook. But I feel like cooking is the general term that encompasses both.
All right.
And you start distinguishing, you're distinguishing from, like, you know.
Okay. I would never say I cooked the frozen pizza. I would say I baked it. But that's fair.
No. I would say baking is, like, if you're making something out of, you know, I don't know. We didn't have a question about baking, but I think that's a specific term.
Bread things and all that. But I would say a pizza is actually a bread with things on it. Oh, no. Yeah.
But anyway.
Is this another
cooking
episode? Yeah. Is pizza bread, John? A little bit.
But you're cooking it if it's uncooked to begin with. Boiling water doesn't make any sense unless you think unboiled water is uncooked water. And I don't think that is. I don't think that's the case at all. Boiling water as a precursor to doing something else, you may be cooking, but water itself is not, quote unquote, uncooked.
You put the pasta in and then you're cooking the pasta.
Right. But just boiling water for the sake of boiling water. First of all, who does that, right?
It's fun.
Maybe you just want hot water, but water is not uncooked and hot water is not cooked water.
Is making coffee or tea cooking?
Well, now you're combining ingredients, and yes, because the tea or coffee was uncooked. If you don't think so, try taking the tea bag and just shoving it in your mouth. I know
it's not good.
How barbaric! Yeah, it's not good. That's uncooked.
Okay,
tea.
So I could argue. Here would be the counter argument. The counter argument would be that what we're not doing is transforming the tea leaves from inedible to edible. What we're doing is we're using a process that leaches some substance out of the leaves, and then we remove the leaves and we drink. And I think you could maybe argue that that's not quite cooking, because cooking implies
totally cooking.
You transform the food and then consume the food.
No, that's totally cooking, because the leaves are uncooked and then they're cooked. And I would argue the leaves are edible in both situations. They're just uncooked. I mean, you'd eat. I mean, you know, if you're starving to death and you find some tea leaves, like, you'll take what you can get, right? A little bit of undigestible fiber plus whatever, you know, antioxidants or whatever that inside the tea leaves.
Caffeine in there, right?
Yeah, you can eat that just fine. It's edible, but it's not cooked. And it just so happens that the way we traditionally cook tea leaves is by steeping them in water and leaching out some stuff that goes into the water. And part of the tea leaves ends up in the water. If it didn't, it would still just be clear water, right?
Sure.
So yes, you chuck out the undigestible fibers that are left and whatever's left in them, but some of the tea leaves went into the water. But anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is uncooked versus cooked. It's not how much of the ingredients end up going into your body versus how much you throw away.
I think this is going to be a controversial episode, but, you know.
I don't think so. I think uncooked, it's right there. If you look at something and say, is this uncooked or is it cooked? It has to be uncooked for you to be able to cook it. If it's already cooked, then you're not cooking it.
All right.
Robot or not.